Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I'm here to have another one of my what's going on conversation type of discussion with Samara Schulman, On Point Consulting President. Great to see and hear you, Samara.
Right back at you.
All right. Well, I had a thought today. I was walking around my office, and I think about my role as one as when I was a former Fed and the relationships I had with industry. And just we talk, you and I, about, yeah, there's buying and selling, but solving problems together and the relationships I would establish. And here on the other side, I'm in industry and have been for almost 9 years. And I think about how I partner with companies that are building relationships with other companies, because it's not so much a one-to-one. We hear about the channel and we hear about resellers and just that relationship that industry partners must work on and cultivate and foster, if you will. How do you approach that?
First of all, I love this topic. We talk so much about government and industry partnerships and whatnot, and it's almost just as important, just industry to industry partnerships. The way we do it at OnPoint, you're taking a look at past performances. You're taking a look at, all right, which teammate or who out there has done work at this place or has this capability or has experience doing this. But one of the things that OnPoint really focuses on is kind of that third factor. With whom do we want to be working? If we get this award, is this teammate, do they share in our thoughts? Do we have similar cultures? Are we going to decide different things in the execution phase similarly? Or are we just going to be head to head on a lot of different things? I think some companies out there keep a list of preferred teammates. So you've got teammates with whom you've worked before and have past performance and experience with, and you know that you've got a great relationship. But I do think it's very important that if you're keeping those lists to constantly hit refresh. There are a lot of companies out there, and not just in the Beltway. And given the world that we live in now, especially with remote work and hybrid work and things of that nature, we now can bring in teammates who are not just in the Beltway. Who are not just in this country for that matter, or may have offices overseas, or whatever the case may be. But I do think it is important for us as contractors to remember that when we're going after work, the point is not to prove to government that our company can do it alone. It's to prove to government, and I do think as a contractor, it's our responsibility to put together the strongest solution and the strongest team for government. So even though on point we've got many, many capabilities and great past performances, we're not at the same level of strength, let's say, for each of our capabilities. I would be very hard pressed to find a company who gets 10 out of 10 on the experience metric, so to speak, for every single capability. And it's that maturity that a company needs to examine. You need to step back and say, hey, we're great at doing this, but you know what? We could be better if we brought on this partner. And we need to be ready to form those teams and take all these factors into account when deciding on teammates.
When I'm being approached about maybe a partnership or working together to help or advise a company, I'm thinking the whole time, is this a good fit? I like to think of things as like a jigsaw puzzle, and everyone's a keystone to their puzzle, and it needs to fit. And that's to me something that, as you're talking, you're making me think about a partnership. You use the word teammate, and to refresh, I think that's spot on, because I think that is what governments want, is that they're going to partner with a collective. People who have
Yes.
capabilities, people who have services. What's your parting shot?
I think that there are companies out there who have certain capabilities or certain performance, or there are also companies out there who bigger companies might want to help advance them as well, just to be a great teammate. And I think it's really important to remember just kind of the social responsibility and the human side of things as well to find the right partners with whom you want that long-lasting relationship.
Well, I appreciate you as and the fact that you feel that way about partnerships, and that fostering is should be welcomed by many of those, both in commercial and government. So a testament to your leadership. I'll tell you what, I can't wait for our next chat, and thank you again for the time and the perspective.
Thank you.